Okay, we're looking at the same prayer as we looked at last week, but I'm going to read it to you again. We're going to put it back up on the screen. If you remember, Jesus' friends asked him the question, how should we pray? And he said, when you pray, pray something like this. I'm going to read it to you from the screen. Our Father in heaven, help us to honour your name. And that was the bit we looked at last week, wasn't it? Come and set up your kingdom so that what you want to happen does happen, like it does in heaven. Give us our food for today. Forgive us for doing wrong as we forgive others. And keep us from being tempted and protect us from evil. And so we're carrying on with our look through this prayer. And this week we're going to look at that second bit where it says, come and set up your kingdom so that what you want to happen does happen, like it does in heaven.
Excellent. So, for things to be tear-free and joyful then, what does it mean when we pray to God, come and set up your kingdom so that what you want to happen does happen, like it does in heaven? What are we actually asking God to do here? We're going to look at this question in two parts. The first part, what does that mean for me? What does that mean for us personally when we ask God to set up his kingdom? When we pray this prayer, we are literally asking God to take charge of our lives. We're saying, God, you are in charge. You have control. We're saying, you are the king in my life. Rule and reign in me and over my life, just like a king or queen would rule over their country. King Charles has recently become the king of our country, as we all know, and that means he's in charge and he has authority over it. And that's what we're saying to God. Be in charge of my life, God. I'm giving you authority in my life. And we're saying, I will do what you want me to do. God, come and set up your kingdom so that what you want to happen does happen. That means giving God rule over our thinking, over our speaking and our actions, allowing him to show us how we should treat members of our family and being involved in our choices, like the friends we choose to hang out with, our work, what we watch on TV, and what we do with our money, possessions, and so on and so on. God, come and set up your kingdom so that what you want to happen in my life does happen, because you love me and you want the best for me. We are saying that we trust God with our whole life, not just the bits we fancy, and that means not keeping anything back. Sounds great, doesn't it? No more worries, no more angst for me, because God's got me, and all his choices for my life are going to be good ones. So I'm great, easy. I wonder if there's anyone here this morning who can 100% say, I have given everything to God. God, you are totally, wholeheartedly in charge of my life, and I am holding nothing back. I wonder, can you say that? I'm not sure many of us can. I want to be able to say it, but I can't. And that's because relinquishing control, giving up control, and giving it to someone else is hard. It's really hard. Okay. Hey, Jesus, I want you to have this.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Ellen. You do realise that whoever sits here is in charge. They're going to make all the decisions for your life.
Yeah, do you know what? Oh, making decisions, so difficult. And I'm like, you know, God, Jesus, you make the best decisions. So sit right down and start making them.
If you're sure.
I'm sure.
Well, that feels good. That's a real honour. Thank you.
Ellen, just got my new credit card. Let's go shopping.
Oh,
let's go.
Sorry, Karis, I thought the bank said no to credit cards until after you've paid off your debt.
You know, the bank said no, but I found somewhere else who said yes, so now we can go. Let's go. There's a huge sale. Let's go.
No?
Oh, I mean,
I don't know. I mean, can I check my diary and I'll get back to you. I'll give you a call, okay?
Okay, yeah, call me.
Awesome. Call you.
Ellen, what's going on?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm kind of one-cheeking it here.
Oh.
Can I just check that we're on the same page? Yeah. Whoever sits here makes the decisions for your life.
Right.
And you said you wanted me to sit here.
Yeah.
So, what's the problem?
Look, I'm so sorry. I just don't know what I was thinking. It's fine. I won't do it again. Please, Jesus, sit down.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay. Okay, well, let's give this another go then, shall we?
Yeah.
Ellen, I can't help noticing that you've been getting quite angry recently.
Look, Jesus, I know what you're going to say.
You do?
Yeah, you know, you just don't understand the whole situation.
But I thought you wanted me to make the decisions for your life now.
Look, I don't know. I'm just in a bad place right now.
Well, I know you've been under a bit of pressure.
Pressure? Jesus! You don't know pressure!
This isn't working.
What?
Ellen, there's room on here for one person. It has to be either me or you.
Look, I just didn't realise it was going to be so hard. Take it.
I can't take it. You have to want to give it to me.
Oh, okay, here.
Ellen, make a decision.
I can't.
I think you already have. Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Put your hand up if you can relate to that. Well, you saw that I can. When Jesus gave his friends instructions on how to pray, I think he knew that giving over control of our lives to him would be really hard. That it would, in fact, be an ongoing thing. I think asking God to take the reins each time we pray helps us let him in a bit more each time. God, set up your kingdom again in my life so that what you want to happen does. Amen. Okay, so we've thought about what it means for God to set up his kingdom in us and to have reign over what happens in our lives. Now we're going to take a look at the second part. What does it look like to pray this prayer for other people and situations? We've just done a prayer activity that is inviting God into the places we live, the places we work, or where we go to school. What are we asking God when we pray, set up your kingdom in this place or that place, in this situation or in that problem? what are we expecting to happen when we set, when we pray, God, do what you want in this situation or in this person's life? When we pray for God to set up his kingdom in the lives of others, we're trusting that God will come, that he will act on behalf of that other person, and that he will change their life in some way. Praying, set up your kingdom so that what you want to happen does happen for someone else, might mean that they are healed from some illness. It might mean that they come to know Jesus for themselves. It might mean that they are provided with a new job, given help with a difficult situation, or given strength to go through a tough situation. Praying, set up your kingdom here, in this place, at this time, opens the door to God being involved in that person's life. And it is a very powerful prayer. When we pray, set up your kingdom for someone else's life, it is a bit like letting off a party popper. We are asking God to come and release his powerful blessings into that person's life. When we pray this prayer for ourselves, we are effectively handing the controls to him and letting him into our whole life, allowing God to bless us powerfully. When we pray this prayer for others, we are asking God to release his powerful blessings into that person's life and to change it. God is someone that we can trust and who will always do what is best, both for us personally and for those that we pray for.